Hello everyone, welcome to today's reflection. In the carol O Holy Night, we're looking at the line, "Truly he taught us to love one another." Now, I don't know what the writer was thinking of particularly when he wrote this line, but it reminds me of those commands that Jesus gave about how we are to love one another that are recorded for us in the Gospel of John. So I've just got a couple of them here. In John 13 and verse 34, we read this. He says, "A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this will everyone know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And a couple of chapters later in John 15 verse 12, Jesus says this to his disciples, "Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And five verses later in verse 17, "This is my command, love each other." So Jesus was giving these commands to his disciples. He's encouraging the disciples, Christians, his church, that this is how they are to love one another. And that's something that he's modelled for us to do. But as we think about that today, we might validly ask the question, well, what is love? After all, you know, what does it mean to love one another? It's such an overused word today, doesn't it? It's almost a word that doesn't mean anything anymore, has nothing behind it. You know, it's confused with sexuality sometimes. At other times, there's no conviction in the word love or any sense of determination. We talk about, I loved that film last night. I loved going for a walk in the countryside. I loved the meal that we went out and enjoyed the other day. And we use it all the time, all over the place. So when Jesus is saying this, what do we know that he's really talking about for us today? But not only that, we also live in such a fiercely independent Western society where I'm king. You know, I decide what I want to do in my life and my life revolves around me. And much of that culture invades the church. We jealously guard our own independence, our time, our money. We put up masks to prevent showing the real us. And we hide our true feelings and our anxieties because we're so worried about what other people may think about us and we're so longing for their acceptance. We can talk the talk and have the head knowledge of what the scriptures might say about how we should do this, but dare we let it actually change our lives? It's against that kind of backdrop that we think, well, what is the writer actually saying? What's he singing about here? It's against that backdrop we think, how can Jesus' command still be true today? How can he still be saying that we should love one another when there's all this background noise, if you like, that makes it difficult for us to do that? Especially, as Jesus says, if that's how people who don't yet know God will realise we are Christians. Or maybe what's all this got to do with Christmas anyway? Well, for me, I guess one of the things is, it's all a question, it seems, of integrity. When Jesus says, "By this will all men know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another," he's saying the fact that we love one another is an outworking of the fact that we love God. We cannot say that we love God, but in our actions, fail to love one another. That's hypocrisy. More than that, Jesus is saying if we love one another as he commands us to, that is actually going to point people to God. But it's not just that Jesus commands us to love those that we naturally are drawn to, you know, our friends, our people we get on with that we would naturally might invite round or we spend time together, our little circle. No, we're called to love all disciples. All Christians, we're called to love everyone in the church, even in MCF. We're called to love everyone, even those people that might niggle us or annoy us from time to time. We're called to love them. I love the fact that there's no other organisation on this planet that contains such a wide range of very different people from all walks of life, all different kinds of personalities, all different kinds of perspectives, all different cultures and backgrounds, all different experiences, even all different views of scripture, and all gathered together in a small church like MCF even. It's such a fantastic thing to be part of the church. It's interesting, when we were celebrating Anne's life the other week, one of the guests came up to my wife and said that it's such a wonderful community that you've got here. And I just wondered, well, maybe that's modern language for someone observing how we love one another. And there's another little thing in what Jesus says here that challenges me. He says, what if my love for God is assessed or is scored by how I love other people, how I love others in the church? What does that look like? There's no escaping the time, the commitment, the inconvenience, the need to be thoughtful about other people and learning to put others first that comes with responding to what Jesus is asking us to do. But here's the thing, it's not just that Jesus, it's a commandment of Jesus, so we go and do it out of some duty. No, Jesus modelled this. That's what the writer of the carol has got a hold of. Truly, he taught us to love one another. Not truly, he commanded us to love one another, which is also true. But he taught us. And so Jesus modelled it. And surely he is our example. He is our motivation. He didn't just give a commandment, but modelled it himself. He gave such time to others. He demonstrated such commitment to people. He was always prepared to be interrupted and put the needs of others first, ultimately laying down his life for us all on the cross. So this Christmas, as we celebrate the birth of this child, this God become man, this Saviour, this hope of the world, let's worship him together like the wise men and the shepherds that we sing about. Maybe this Christmas, as we long to see lives changed and hearts renewed with God's love and people encounter the risen Jesus, let us spend time in God's presence, worshipping Jesus. It says the disciples spent time with Jesus and saw him model this kind of love, that they got it, and that they eventually started to model it themselves.